Yeah, you want to talk?
Are you talking now?
Let's talk.
You talk.
Well, it's a damn podcast. That's what you do on these things. You talk.
Well, you're back from France. Are we going? Okay,
the red light means it's on.
Okay, yes. You're back from France, so that means it's Tuesday, and it's Monday Tuesday Mass.
It's the Tuesday Tass.
Tass.
Hey, I'm Chris Cote.
Hi, I'm Todd Richards, and we are doing a Monday Mass, and Chris is jet lagged out of his brains.
You know,
are you not?
I feel like timing wise, I think I did everything right. I think I did everything I could possibly do. I left San Sebastian, Spain, Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
San Sebastian, Madrid.
Madrid LAX?
Madrid LAX, LAX San Diego. And I had to sprint through every airport.
Really?
Because I changed my ticket to come home early.
Dude, how big of a pain in the ass is the Madrid airport?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a lot of stupid security and trains and
yeah,
it's not
harsh. And I was, you know, when I was sweating when I got to my seat, but
did you get good seats?
I got pretty good seats.
Cool.
I had to change from American Airlines, who I love. I love you, American Airlines. I'm platinum on American. I'm not trying to brag. I was on Iberia, which is co-share, and this is actually you'll like this story.
All right.
On Iberia,
shoot.
The flight attendants.
Go ahead, hit me. What is it?
Kind of dicks.
On Iberia?
Yeah. At least the two gentlemen that I was working with, right? I pride myself on being an expert, very thoughtful, wonderful passenger on an airplane.
Iberia is a Spanish airline? What is it?
Yes, I think so, okay. Yes. So the guys were just kind of being dicks. They're not super friendly. And I was being overly friendly.
In Spanish?
Just in my attitude, general attitude.
Well, then you were being like a condescending dick.
No, I was being cool. I was being the dream passenger.
Hi, sirs.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, helping pack the food, you know, track. But so for...
No one likes to suck up, Chris.
8 or 10 of the 12 hours,
right?
The guy was being a dick. And then he walked by and I was watching the Star Wars documentary, Behind the Scenes Making of, which have you seen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've seen that. And he looked down and he saw it and he looks at me and he just gives me the biggest smile and he like thumbs up. He's like, yeah, buddy, Star Wars documentary. Like,
and
we
then
bonded.
The fellatio start. No. Is that what?
El Mile High Club? No. Then he was cool to me for the rest of the flight. Which brings me to the Monday Mass.
Fascinating story, Chris.
For what's the date?
Today.
October 8th.
8th. And you know what happens on October
8th? Halloween is 18 days. Wait, you do the math.
Do you have the...
How many days till Halloween?
I don't want to.
31 minus 8.
I don't want to.
I don't know.
17.
It's like 20 something days.
Did you put up your big...
Lawn monsters.
You like to go Halloween full in.
Oh, yeah.
You have two kids that are under 10. Or
8 and 10.
8 and 10. Okay, so...
I don't care about what they think about
but
Halloween.
But you guys...
That's
well,
mine.
You're still in it, though.
Halloween's mine.
Okay.
They can take part... But it's my holiday.
And you have...
they can be involved.
Big wooden...
I'm doing it.
The lawn monsters are
the lawn monsters. I almost woke up early this morning and put them up, but I realized I had to come in here and do this, the world's greatest action sports podcast, because the lawn monsters can go up later today, but this podcast has to go up now.
So what we're saying really to our listeners is the rest of this month is going to be dedicated to Halloween-themed...
Talking. We're talking in costume right now.
All right, let's get on with it. You just got back from France.
Okay, hold on.
What? I just want to...
We got to go sponsors.
Okay, but...
We've got wonderful sponsors. Right. These are the people that pay our child support.
Some of them do.
Some of these people pay for cat food for Meep.
Right.
They pay for... we get free coffee, so they don't pay for that. We support them. They support us.
You gotta keep the lights on, Chris.
We're excited to welcome a new sponsor, Todd. Well, a returning sponsor for winter. This is big because we got the legends, the icons, the now one of snowboarding's tightest teams. They're compiling the dream team. We're part of the dream team. I'm talking about K2 Snowboarding. They're back, Todd.
They're back.
K2 Snowboarding is back as a sponsor for the Monday Mash. We're so excited to have them. And the great news there is snow season is pretty much here, and we're going to have a snowboard giveaway from K2, which is going to be awesome. And we worked it to where...
I'm going to give away some stuff, too.
We worked it to where we're giving our listeners a snowboard, and I get a free snowboard. Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
That's a great deal for everybody. So K2 Snowboarding is back. Their team, as we talked about a couple months ago, Curtis Sizek is the new addition.
We've had a lot of these people on the show. Pat Moore.
You know Pat Moore.
Yeah. Leanne Pelosi.
Leanne Pelosi. Mark Wilson, just to name a few of the star-studded K2 Snowboarding team. We're going to have tons of cool K2 news, giveaways, and excitement. Thank you, and welcome back to K2 Snowboarding, just in time for snow season. OGO bags.
OGO bags.
You saw that I had... I saw. I packed again. And this time I left a little extra space.
For what?
In my big OGO rolling bag.
What did you leave it for?
For souvenirs.
Did you bring home souvenirs?
I brought home some souvenirs.
From?
I was in Hossiger, France. I was in San Sebastian. Bought t-shirts, mugs, rubber duckies.
Really?
I got one of those big ham legs. And it fit. Oh, this is actually kind of a quick little OGO story.
Okay.
Packed my bag, and I was like, I'm going to keep my skateboard out of the bag because I'm going to ride it through all these airports. I got to do these transfers. It's going to suck. But they wouldn't let me fly with it from San Sebastian.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, guess what? I'm going to put this shit right back in the bag. I put the skateboard in the bag. Problem solved. Thank you, OGO. You can go to OGO.com, enter the code MASS. You get a discount. Thank you, OGO. Made my trip wonderful. Adventure.io. And Todd, they're into it.
Okay.
They're into your idea.
They like it?
The idea a guided tour of Todd's body. We don't know the logistics quite yet.
Have you ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Because it's a lot like that.
Those blind drops.
You know when you go over the waterfall?
Yes. I love that part. No, we're excited because Adventure.io has been a supporter of the podcast now, and we're getting deep with them. Now that I'm home for at least a little bit, you're home for a little bit, we're home together for a little bit, we're going to come up with some great adventures. I guess who one of their partners is? Nautique Boats.
Wow.
How sick is that?
Let's go for a drag.
Dude, look at this. I'm looking at the Adventure.io Instagram. It's at Adventure.io. This guy...
Who's that guy?
Jake, I don't know. This dude is riding on what looks like a head high wave. John Ackerman. And this wave is, that's head high behind a boat.
It's behind a boat?
And if you...
What if he's just really short?
No, he's a full-size man. If you get the Adventure.io app, you can go ride behind that boat.
Let's go.
And we're ready.
I'm down
get the Adventure.io app now.
I'm down to drag.
Now. Todd, you got a new shipment of NanoCraft CBD, didn't you?
I did.
You?
I was pretty hyped. I got the gel cap.
Oh, the new nighttime gel caps.
They're really good.
Describe for me your evening routine.
Well.
Sans masturbation. Without that, what is your nights like?
Usually I slide into a NanoCraft half the recommended dosage of a vial of melatonin /
Okay.
CBD, the lavender goodness.
Nighttime lavender, yeah. And now do you do that and the gel?
No, I just one or the other.
Okay.
I don't want to OD or anything.
You can't OD.
Right?
I've tried to OD on CBD and nothing. No. You just feel that much better.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest with you. If you take too much CBD, the worst thing that's going to happen is you might be a little tired the next day, a little groggy. But trust me, I've had probably 50 milligrams.
But look, it's like anything. You don't.
Yeah.
To just read the fucking directions.
Read the directions, you dingus.
Yeah.
He's right. NanoCraft CBD.
You don't take 13 laxatives. You take the recommended amount.
Yeah, 4.
Unless you lost a bet.
4 or 6. NanoCraft CBD is great. And they're.
Thanks again, guys.
They're helping change the world. And they're also helping change the lives of Chris Cote and Todd Richards by
every day, daily,
keeping us active,
I double dip. I in the morning and I in the afternoon.
I just put
and I at night.
I put the NanoCraft CBD daytime in my coffee, my panicking coffee this morning.
Also,
oh yeah,
would like to thank our newest of the... Well, actually, this is last week,
second
so it's
newest.
Its second newest.
But still new.
New Greens. Welcome to the Monday Mass. New Greens is a super supplement drink. It's a superfood in powder form. And you brought it with you to France. And
yeah,
apparently,
a lot of people
you
were
got
making...
some homeboys hooked on it.
A lot of people were making fun of me because I boomeranged pouring the New Greens into a ball of water,
mm-hmm.
and most of it went outside of the bottle.
Mm.
But it was for the good of the film.
Right.
I still got my greens. Yeah, I brought a bunch of packets to France with me.
Name some of the people that used it that would be famous.
Von Blakey.
Von Blakey.
Yeah. I mean, that's from the Goons of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him some. Taylor Curran.
Wow. Okay.
Brother of Tim Curran.
Okay.
Brother of Nathaniel Curran. Brother of Josh Curran. Not son of Tom Curran. That's Ian. They're A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I scattered it about the airborne area.
Red Bull Airborne.
Yes.
Right.
But I don't know if you're technically supposed to commingle liquids.
Oh, you
so
mean...
So I just, yeah, it was on...
Well, it's in powder form, really.
That's true.
Oh.
Oh, you snort it, right? Because that's what I...
No, usually I have someone take a straw and blow in my bottle.
Oh, like Wolf of Wall Street style.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's how everyone uses it.
Well, and are you joking?
Thank you, New Greens, for coming
New
on
Greens,
board.
They're awesome. And it's all about just feeling better.
And being healthy, because we all want to do what we do until later in life.
Till forever.
Not all of us want to be Laird Hamilton, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, you don't need.
I do.
You don't need to have a foil, a stand-up foil.
Oh, you're saying you just want to surf your normal board
and no neck in order to be stoked, and that's where New Greens comes in.
He's right, New Greens, and on Instagram it's @NewGreens.
Yep.
Okay. Also, we wanted to mention if you go to nanocraftcbd.com, enter the code.
Also, Mass, New Greens. Yeah.
Boom. We got a New Green code.
Yeah, there's codes for all these. Just go to New Greens and enter Mass.
You know what we're gonna do is later today we're gonna post all these codes. We just need to verify the codes because we know we have codes. We just don't know exactly.
I think
the
it
name
should be
the
same code for all.
It should
of them.
Just be Mass
because it's like your passwords for like all your stuff.
I
like,
don't know any.
It's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
By the way, do you know the password for the @monday.mass Instagram account?
Did you try 1, 2, 3, 4?
No. Did you try password?
I didn't try password. Did you really forget it?
You forgot it too. When was the last thing you posted on it?
We might have to make another one.
Oh.
But we only have like 9 followers on it.
No, there's quite a bit.
Is it really?
Yeah. And that's where a lot of people put their questions.
30 or 40,000.
So they're probably on there going like, what the hell is going on?
Hold on.
Try to log in.
Log on.
Now you can get on your phone.
Okay.
Wave Soda has been with us throughout the summer. We love our new Wave Soda. It's still new. A new Wave Soda, @WaveSoda. This is soda that it's politely caffeinated. No preservatives,
sometimes,
no artificial flavors.
Sometimes it's politely caffeinated. Sometimes it doesn't.
Some of them don't have caffeine.
Look, it says, sorry, we can't log you in.
That's what she said.
Wow.
That's what my girlfriend said last night.
Really?
Just kidding.
You were trying to log it in?
She does listen to the show, by the way. So
sorry.
This is chill.
I apologize.
She likes jokes like that.
Okay.
She likes login jokes. So,
yeah.
So we can't log into the @monday.mass.
Not currently.
Not right now.
China, if you're listening, we need to get into the Monday Mass Instagram.
Okay. Hello, Instagram. Can we get that password? Todd forgot it. You didn't forget the password to Chemistry Surfboards, though.
No, I didn't. It's oh, by the way, I have to go paint your board today.
No.
Yeah.
Did you want to ask what colors I want?
Nope.
What colors are you thinking?
It's the supplies.
Oh, whatever they have?
No.
Whatever supplies they have?
Whatever I decide to paint it.
How are you feeling about
it? What do
you
feel about rainbows?
Love rainbows.
Okay.
You know me. I am a proud rainbow flag waving type of guy. I've got rainbow flag pins on pretty much all of my clothing.
I like rainbows.
I'm a huge supporter.
Does it have to be a traditional rainbow?
No.
What if it's just a brown?
Brown rainbow.
Brown rainbow.
Like a shit rainbow.
Yeah, like a shit bow.
Well.
Don't worry
about
it.
That could affect the way the board performs.
It's going to be.
Don't ruin the performance of this board for me.
You're going to love it.
Keep the art.
Chris, you're going to
love
it.
Okay, can you just promise me keep it on the bottom third?
Yeah, I would never put art in the tip.
Thank God. The tip is reserved.
Yeah.
The tip. Keep that tip clean. So it's real. I'm getting a board from chemistry.
Yeah. I literally have to go there and do it. And like
which
by
is
the time,
so tight.
Yeah. Anyway, so whatever you say on the show becomes reality.
Okay. Well.
Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Oh my gosh, we both have our new hats on.
Panic and has a new logo. We're going to take a picture. Right now, and it is the.
A new old logo?
It's based off the AC/DC logo. It's an old logo, but also a new logo. They have hats.
Get in here.
They have t-shirts.
Look at you.
Their new t-shirts are sick. And what?
I'm getting really close to you. Should we go vert?
I have fucking crazy bags under my
Come
eyes.
Over here. For those of you who don't know, Todd and I are posing for pictures.
Look like Mitch McConnell.
We just got the sickest photos of ourselves in our new Panic and Coffee and Tea hats. So not only do they make coffee and tea, but they also make hats and shirts.
I'm going to start to say their merch might be equaling their coffee and tea.
Right?
It's always great when a
That's what it sounds like when you drink Panic and Coffee and Tea. YouOnline.com.
YouOnline.com.
You!
Our home.
Our home. And our homie, Chris Cantori, as we said last week, has got a great interview coming up with Cameron Crowe, who...
Of Counting Crows. No.
Yeah, him and his brother, or him and his neighbor, John Counting, and Cameron Crowe, they got together, Counting Crows,
right.
Mr. Jones and me, dating the girl from Friends fame.
Who?
No, Cameron Crowe, the guy who... Wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm. Also.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Among
I like that one.
Many.
Jason Lee's in that one. Tie back to Action Sports.
Oh my God. He's right. Okay. Who's texting me?
No one.
Oh, somebody texted me something.
All right, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Because this show's already 45 minutes long. And we haven't talked about shit.
We've talked about the world's greatest sponsors, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Okay, let's get to the meat. I should say the côté de bœuf, the side. That's French for side of beef.
Oh,
yes,
bœuf.
I.
Surf news has been brought.
Surf news
is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Which
now go
is my board done yet?
Yeah. Okay. So
not yet. You're gonna paint it.
This is where I intro you because you're gonna end up talking a lot.
Well, no, I'm gonna talk to you about it.
Okay, but you just got back from the Red Bull Airborne.
Yes.
In Hossegor, France. I was there last year. I was there first.
I want a disclaimer.
I was there before. I was there before you.
I did not cut your grass.
I'm just telling you, you're sloppy seconding the groundwork I laid for you.
For once, for one time, I was invited somewhere. Okay? One time I get invited somewhere.
No, you look like you had a super good time. So, you were hanging out with all of the friends that I had first.
Yeah. And nobody asked about it. No, I went. So this is how this all happened, right? I really wasn't invited.
We talked about this.
I made a mini documentary called 21 Hours with Ian Crane with Taylor Kern and Anthony Sedgwick.
It's brilliant.
Red Bull Surfing.
Loved it.
The groundswell for 21 Hours started really pulsing while I was in France. And for the first time in many years, many, many years, the feedback was positive. And so we went over there to film a 21 Hours with Jack Freestone, which I think is going to be equally, if not more funny.
It was the first positive news that you've received
since
the last time you went to the doctor.
Dude, great job. And I was like, is everybody messing with me right now?
No, it's really funny.
Thank you. So basically the success of that one parlayed into... getting the chance to kind of like forced my way. Hey, we're going to film one in France. But then I got invited to commentate a couple heats during Airborne.
Sure.
And if you watched it, you noticed that it was freaking gnarly. And people were going berserk to a point of where like just as many people were slamming just as hard at that event that I've ever seen at any skate event or snow event.
So you were commentating gnarly. The heat where Matt Miola did the frontside carve to reverse off the roof thing?
I was just watching when he did all that. I was watching from the competitors area. Mm-hmm. So it was really sick because the championship tour event, the Quick Pro, Roxy Pro, they were on for the first day of the waiting period. It was just perfect, just beautiful waves. So they got their elimination round out of the way, or their seeding round out of the way. And so there was a day off, and then they basically said, like, look, we're going to probably run a couple. They run championship tour heats until the wind turns onshore.
Yeah, and then they send out the bros.
Send out the air guys. And it was 6 foot shore pound on the sand. And these dudes, I would say 80% of the field in airborne had been partying all night long.
Mm-hmm.
They reeked of French wine.
Just France.
It's purple teeth everywhere. And they just went out there and freaking charged.
I think it was, in my opinion of watching it, I think it was a little too big and chunky for them to really kind of let loose.
To really connect.
Well, I think that there was a lot of moves thrown, but the waves were so chunky that the landings weren't there. Like, there was a lot of ramps to take off, yeah, but there wasn't a lot of landing ramps.
Uphill landings in the sand.
Fake.
On concrete. I thought it was rad because those are the type of waves that you would see those guys filming video parts in.
Yeah.
And so I think it was cool because it illustrated how hard it is to actually land airs in proper chunk wedges, but also the spectacle of having just thousands of people on the beach, and they're 10 feet away from these dudes. Like Leon Glatzer, for example, surfer from Costa Rica, flies the German flag, ripper, undergrounder. He did a corrupt, upside down, landed on kind of like a floater, came down with the
wave. Wait a minute. Corrupt?
Corrupt.
You mean a mute and stalefish alley-oop?
It was a double grab alley-oop.
Yeah, there's no but corrupting in there.
It was corrupted. So he landed, and you remember Jaws, King of the Road, when he jumped off the two-story building and smashed all his teeth? He did like that same thing.
He smashed his teeth out?
He smashed four of his molars.
On the sand?
On his knee. So that kind of tells you that it was the same force of Jaws, the skateboarder, jumping off a two-story building as this kid, Leon, doing this flip.
So how many people get broke off in it? I know
Jack Freestone.
Kalani David.
Well, he got hurt a couple days before surfing.
Jack Freestone got hurt during the event.
During the event. He broke a board and he cut his head. Not hurt, out of the contest, okay. Just a couple stitches. Who else got injured? Matt Banting got injured.
Matt Miola was okay. After?
Matt Miola, the people's champion.
For sure.
Was trying to hurt himself, but just I couldn't. Everybody was freaking on Matt Miola. This guy is just so amped, but you know, he doesn't talk, he's just so mellow. And then he goes
like
out
a
there,
little troll.
He's trying airs on like 8 foot, not just 8 foot heavy sections, but like thick grinding. I've never seen anyone trying airs like that.
If you haven't seen the clip of Matt Miola on this thick as shit he goes and goes to just snap one kind of like with the lip that's coming down, kind of basically just wallies off of the
unbelievable
under the lip, and then the whole thing, it's like a building from this. It's like a building falling on you after you fall.
But he didn't just, the crazy part he kind of landed. He tried it like 6 times, which is just, and this is a very, the term send is just overused. Mm-hmm. It's over, but he was sending it. Let me see.
What was this? What is this? That's the Star Wars music.
Well, no. That was part of it.
That's
I was looking for disco.
What, like crowd reaction?
Airborne. I want to hear Von Blakey, his reaction to this air. Was insane. You can go to WSL Airborne on the gram. Here it is.
You got it? Here it is. Live from Von Blakey.
Loading.
You're worse than I am. And they're going, oh my god. Great.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Oh my god.
It was a funky little one. Oh my goodness. The difference.
That was so anticlimactic.
Don't you like his
It was a funky little one. Oh my goodness! The difference probably between, you know, what you won't see a CT guy going for out there, because this, look at this wedge! Ramp. Oh, he got the shot. That is sick! My Miola. Let's watch the impact there. To the back of the cranium.
That was Caipo Guerrero and Von Blakey. We also had Nora Vasconcelos. commentating. Mm-hmm. Julian Wilson came in full yeast mode in a wetsuit and commentated the Heat.
Psycho.
Julian Wilson almost had some of the craziest errors, too.
You know, I also did see Albie do a sick Indy 5 that he didn't land.
Almost.
Almost
there
landed.
Were so many almosts. Finn McGill, he had an alley-oop Indy.
Oh, that was really like the low to high one.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was sick. And then Craney's Stalefish backside five was insane. Yeah.
Like, I was saying 540 too.
The crazy thing about Stalefish,
I didn't get
to
very
me,
many opportunities though.
Is like a guy like Ian can like that's as natural for him to grab right there as it is for him to grab mute
yeah.
or Indy or Melon or whatever. And that's just weird. Like that's your comfort grab.
I think that's the hardest.
To keep it on your feet.
Like the technically hardest air that people, anybody was trying.
What's that kid got for a wingspan? He got long arms?
Ian Crane?
Yeah. Pretty long-armed kid.
Everybody kept yelling, whip it out at him for some reason.
Oh. All right.
So.
Well, makes sense.
At the end of the day, it was Ian Crane who got the win.
With it.
Which was great for me because we had filmed 21 hours with him the week before.
I will say that the winning air was cool.
The big 180.
I thought he won with that front setter.
Yeah, well,
it was kind of
some people call it straight air, but
it's kind of boring.
We know it was boring. He was so high.
Kind of.
I will take a straighty over
no,
a 360 any day.
100%. 100%. But the fact that I think that there was so, like, after seeing him kind of bail a couple, like, they kind of just, they didn't have the, like, I think it was too big and too chunky. Like, I think we would have seen crazier shit go down.
If it was two feet smaller.
If it was 2 feet smaller.
I think the highlight.
I'm taking nothing away from Ian Crane's win.
Nothing. Please don't. Please don't take anything away from that. It was great. Surprises. Maxime Hoshino. You know who that is?
Yeah, yeah.
He rips.
He rips.
He's very underrated.
And who?
Nome Mignon.
Yeah,
the
that's
French
right.
Surfer.
So it's two French surfers, and then Ian. Was it two? No. Finn McGill got.
No, Reef.
Hazelwood. He did a slobber. What do you do?
You know, standing right there. I was working though.
Whatever.
Yeah. It was.
Who cares?
Watch the highlights. And then 21 hours with Jack Freestone's coming soon. Okay. So.
Other news.
You remember the word that we've been using over and over and over? It starts with a P.
Lit?
No.
Oh.
Provisionally. So.
Prolapsally.
Now.
Yes.
So when we talk about Olympic surfing, skateboarding, the whole deal. We use a word provisional, provisionally
means we don't
locked
know.
Up a spot. So it's the ultimate maybe. Oxymoron,
it's
right?
It's maybe.
It's like Todd Richards is provisionally the greatest podcaster on the planet.
No, that's just like
you're almost the best. You might be, but we don't know. Provisional is a word you can use with anything if you don't know what's going to happen or what it is you're talking about. But now we know. Three of the surfers. Guaranteed, non-provisionally, guaranteed to be surfing in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Who?
Stephanie Gilmore, Sally Fitzgibbons, and Jordy Smith.
I'm fans of all of them.
Me too. But is it a big deal to you that they're locked in for the Olympics? Are you excited?
Not really, because I think
the most negative today.
No, I'm not. Just hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the more interesting battle, like it's a no-brainer that Steph is going. It's a no-brainer
right.
that Jordy's going. Sally's, I mean, there's a lot of talent. So Sally maybe is
she's
kind of
always
a surprise.
Up there
but she is
three.
Always up there. But I think the real, it's like the under, like I love when the underdogs pull it and they go at the last minute to the, like the guys that don't, like they grinding and they finally make it. Like that's how Sage Kotzenberg was.
Yeah.
Like, when he went to the Olympics for snowboarding. Like,
well, the superstars are the expected stars of the Olympics, but the reason that I watch and the reason that I personally get excited, like I honestly don't care how many medals Team USA gets. It becomes a medal contest. We have 17 medals. We're the best in the world. I hate that. That shit is just so like nationalistic and lame to me.
Mm-hmm.
What I love,
how many you know,
what I love is when you see a country, you know, like you have this gnarly running race, right? And it's like USA, China, Brazil, Russia, and then a dude from Senegal or something, you know, like a country that is not expected to be up in there. and then they get the medal, and those are the stories that I like. So if a guy like Ramzi Boukhim locks it in, wins a gold medal for Morocco, I mean, awesome. That shit's sick.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Olympics coming up, and I'm excited to see what happens, and I think it's cool that we're now locking in Olympic surfers as well as skateboarders. And I totally interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
You interrupted me, then I interrupted you back.
I wasn't going to say anything that was important.
Why? Say something important.
If you want to really impress me, tell me how many medals you can carry without using your hands or your neck.
Ooh. Well, I was.
See how
my
important
nickname
that was?
In high school was Towel Rack.
Oh, weird.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Do you have any news about the Olympics?
No, nothing. I mean, I should have more official news soon.
You have any provisional news?
I have
you
any provisional
give
news?
Us?
Any news? I would like to know.
Nude news?
I would like to know now, where are we in the Quicksilver Pro?
Okay. Women?
How many more rounds
women
do we have?
Are in the semifinals.
Okay.
And this is provisional, depending on when you listen to
oh my
this.
My God.
Provisionally speaking, there's a super heat that everyone's talking about. Carissa Moore v. Lakey Peterson, number one and number two in the mm-hmm. world in the women's.
Steph's out now, right?
Steph's out. I had the unfortunate timing and placement of being standing on top of this stairway when Stephanie Gilmore lost and came running up.
Oh, man.
I always seem to be right there when people lose. And they come up, and I'm like the first person they see.
They imprint on you like a baby bird.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with my eyes or hands.
Do you look up, like pretend like you're fixing something off to the side?
I can't tell you how many times, because there's a lot going on at these events. And yet, when you're commentating, especially, you're so laser-focused on what's happening in front of you that sometimes the grand scheme of the event eludes you, and you see somebody, and you go, oh, hey, like,
how's it going?
And they're all, what? I just lost, like, 2 days ago. I'm out of the contest, and you're all, oh, yeah, I was there. Sorry. I've done that a lot of times.
What
it sucks.
Dick.
Dick move.
So what did Steph, did she look at you?
It was her worst finish of the year.
And when you locked, did you?
I honestly looked at my phone.
You averted the
gaze. I just pulled my phone out and looked at it when she walked by. And
wow.
I was just like,
what a prick.
Still love her so much. She's so good. Carissa Moore, I mean, the title race for women is hype. For the men's side of thing, Felipe Toledo's out.
He got hurt.
He's been hurt. And I think that a lot of people are kind of saying, oh, it was a choke, it was a crumble. But I've seen him in a lot of pain.
His back is jacked up, man.
I've seen him in a lot of pain the last two events, so... I will not say that it was a emotional, mental breakdown. It's a physical breakdown.
So who's
hurt.
So
Gabriel Medina is going to win the world title.
Is it locked up now?
No, but
okay. But what if he wins this event?
It's provisionally locked up.
Oh my God!
If he wins this event,
it's
see you later. But Jordy Smith's still in there.
Okay.
Who else?
Who else
is
anybody
ripping?
Else?
Leo Fioravanti knocked out Kelly Slater.
I saw that,
which was a big deal.
It's the third time he's done that.
Yeah. He is the Kelly Kryptonite.
Wow.
The Italian one.
Did you go over Leo's house?
I did not.
Do you know where Leo's house is?
Did not get invited.
Did you see who his house was?
It's a beautiful home, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's so sick.
I hung out at the Red Bull house. I hung out at
where was the
Nora and LB's house.
Where was the Red Bull house compared to where the venue was?
Just kind of over the hill, right behind it. So you know how the neighborhoods are set up.
Where did they have it? Where was it set up this year? Where was
Airborne?
It? Yeah. Or the
Airborne
contest
was
site.
At the main contest site.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of peaks they could do it at. The first peak, the first day was probably a mile up the beach from the main contest site. The main little town of, what, Cabreton?
Mm-hmm.
Where the bars and stuff are, mm-hmm. All the way to the beach. There's a peak out in front of there.
Yeah.
The main peak is just kind of, 300 or 400 yards up from that. And then on. I did get to surf at a really fun... I only surfed twice while I was there.
Who'd you surf with?
So Josh Kerr dropped a pin, and he goes, come meet us. We're surfing this little left wedge.
Oh, I know where that is. That's his go-to left wedge.
Yeah.
I know exactly
it's
where
a couple miles
is.
Away from. Yeah. So I got there, and I'm looking at the water, and it was breaking like 2 miles out to sea, all white water. I'm going, what is he talking? And then I see an ant in the lineup on a little reform. You know, it was overhead. It was so fun. Him, Jade Morgan was there working with Josh.
Cool.
Jake, ZK, Zeke, Kevin Scholes. And we had a proper ramp out session.
Fun.
So fun. I rode Josh Kerr designed album
boards
shaped 20 that was so sick. And I tried to steal it from him.
Did you see? So you missed going to.
I missed going to the Wave Garden. I missed going to Jeremy Flores' Fun Factory.
You missed it all.
I was invited to both of those things, though. I had to come home to you, Todd. We have a podcast to do. I can't go gallivanting around surfing Wave Gardens when I know that there's work to do here.
Yeah, but you were in Spain. Did you stay in Spain that night before you went to the airport?
No, we had a big dinner as the kind of finale, the filming of Stab's No Contest series.
Sure.
Which
pretty
I'm just
cool.
like working my way into and just trying to get cameos.
I was in there first.
You were?
Yeah, at Stab High, you know.
Oh.
You weren't invited.
I got invited to so many places in Europe.
You didn't.
I feel like in Europe, I'm always included. In America and everywhere else in the world, I'm not included. But in Europe, right. I was included. San Sebastian, Spain. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You went there a couple times for Nixon's event, correct?
I've been there a bunch of times over the years. Just
what a beautiful town.
So killer. Bilbao and San Sebastian and Mundaka, like all. It's the best. It's the best.
Right?
Yeah.
I fell in love with San Sebastian. I'm going back.
Did you go to El Huerta, the skate park that's on the hill?
Did not. We had said one day there, and we just basically ate all day. Walked around and ate.
Mm-hmm. Bread.
Ate tons of bread. Love bread. Baguettes. Tried to bring some baguettes home. I put them down the legs of my pants,
mm-hmm.
and they got a little gamey.
Mm.
So I chucked them.
Yeast mode.
Oh, I wanted to say this, too. This is kind of cool. So you know what Awaco is?
Yeah.
Awaco is a way to go and not have to bring a board bag places, which I do not like doing.
No.
Nobody likes doing that. So you sign up for Awaco, and my friend Taylor Paul, former editor of Surfing Magazine, Ripper, one of the founders of Awaco, let me know about it. And I went to a shop called the Farm. I signed up on the app, got the Awaco app, or online, picked out a board, reserved a board, a little 5'8 JS,
mm-hmm.
A couple days before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to bring a board bag.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up at the shop. The dude in there, super cool. And he goes, oh, here you go. They have a rack of like 40 boards to choose from. And so you go to the shop wherever you're at in the world, and they're all over the world now. You don't have to bring board bags everywhere because you just go with Awaco, you dingus.
There we go, you dingus. Don't be a drangus.
Don't be a drangus. Thank you to Awaco.
Are we done with this?
No, not this. Oh, this surf news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because we need to move on because I need to make a phone call.
Oh, snow news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, folks.
It is.
And we have a special guest.
So there's a lot going on right now.
Is
Well, yeah, because it's like movie time.
Oh.
It's movie time. Yes. And what better person
booty time.
than our man with the plan.
Our man Stan?
Named Stan. We're going to call him.
Let's call Stan.
And Stan's going to give us
no relation to the guy Eminem was singing about all those years ago.
You can ask.
Maybe that's his dad.
Yeah. Stan.
Eminem.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Stan.
I'm
You're
here
on the Monday Mass.
Hi, Stan.
It's Chris Coche. You haven't met him.
Chris Coche. He's super excited to be here. Really a fan of your content. Just an honor.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet.
Thanks. Hey, we're calling. We want to know what, like, give us the report about the new snowboarder movie, and you've been on the road with it a little bit.
On the road with Stan.
So can we have
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that you can buy it on iTunes today.
I know.
Oh, what?
I was going to plug that later.
Yeah, so get on there. Honestly, we're topping the charts.
Is it called Everybody Everybody?
Category, we're one slot above Remember the Titans.
Oh,
so
sick.
If that's not saying something, I don't know what is. But no, the movie is actually really sick.
What's it called?
It's called Everybody Everybody.
A movie so good, they named it twice.
That movie's so nice, they named it.
Why is that on in the background? That's too loud.
Name that tune.
It's kind of an ensemble cast of all the up-and-coming sort of jibbers, rail riders, people that you need to be keeping your eye out for, and it's like, it's good. It's like, we got Joe Perkins in there. Touring, it's been great because actually people are like crazy hyped. Well, I was in Aspen, and this guy that was like 40 came up to me, and he was like, "When are you guys playing Everybody?" And I was so shocked, and I was like talking about it, and then I found out it was Airport.
What does a 40-year-old look
like? That's
Todd.
That was actually Todd. He's 49.
Almost as old as you guys.
Okay, cool. I just
40.
I just was.
He's like,
know,
this guy was this like 40. I couldn't believe it.
This is a podcast. People don't know.
He was 40.
Yeah.
He was 40 plus, but then I found out he was Eric Warble's dad, and I was an idiot. So.
From the Warble?
Yeah.
But it's good. I think people are going to be hyped.
You on the road now? What's your deal?
No, I'm home for 3 days while we get issue 3 out.
I saw issue 2. I thought, okay, here's when you
issue review
Joey Sexton that magazine. I saw it on Instagram, the Snowboarder Magazine Instagram last week. I thought it was a fake cover. Like, I was like, oh, someone just photoshopped another 700 feet of rail on here, and this is just like a Joe Sexton shot from back in the day, and they're giving him like a fake cover.
Who's calling you?
That would be maniacal. But
why?
Who's calling you?
No one's calling me. I'm not answering them.
Yeah, this is business.
We're talking.
No one better.
So
than
that
Stan.
Wasn't a fake cover. Who is that on the cover?
That's Joe Sexton.
Oh.
He's been battling that rail, I guess, for like 5 years.
And
been,
what?
He's been going back to it like year after year, they keep not getting it. He's been just like.
I would have gave up like 4 years ago.
And then did he make it to the tip? The tip
I'll
of it.
I'll say this: it's like if you see, because Videograss has kind of announced that they're making a movie. I don't know if you guys have seen that
about that rail.
Based on the rail.
It's based on, dude. There a lot of their coverage of this movie is centered around this rail. Though it's called, the movie is called Balance Beam.
Wow!
Can't help but think is a direct reference to this rail.
I like it.
But I've seen the clip, and I mean, we wouldn't run it if it wasn't a make. I'll say that. So I've seen the clip. It's
proper.
It's actually like kind of laughable because it tracks with him for the whole rail, and you just are like, no way.
How long is this rail for the layman?
Dude. Like, you can't count stairs. It's like, how many posts is it? It's got to be like 150 posts.
Like a football field long.
10 scroll
half a football field.
Just to get through
it's
the photo.
Very long.
No, but that was huge. I think Joe Sexton. He had never had a cover with us. I don't.
Oh,
even
wow.
Know if he's. Like, he got a Torment Mag cover, Stark's project, last year, but he had never had, like, a cover of one of, like, the kind of staple big mags, so it was, like, it was a sick moment. It was really cool, actually.
And by big mags, it's now Snowboarder.
The magazine.
What is the other mag that you would be referring to?
Yeah, we're it.
Oh, I got a question for you, Stan.
Yes.
Tell us about lift tickets and leather jackets. What is Fresh and Tracked?
Fresh and Tracked is a new web series I've been working on where we ask, you know, snowboarding's kind of favorite characters, like what they think is cool and not cool, because God knows having your own opinion is terrible. And you may actually be surprised to find out Todd Richards.
Turn that off. We have him on the phone. This is
that's live.
Meta as fuck.
I honestly thought that was a recording.
Sorry, finish your speaking. What did you say?
I've got him on the computer already.
Himself appears on the couch in an episode.
I do. I don't.
Oh, when?
I don't remember doing. Wait, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, see, when you were on, we hadn't figured out what we were going to call the series yet, and you were making fun of what I wanted to call it, which was On Air.
Mm.
And so.
I like Fresh and Tracked.
We don't really have an intro for you. Because
more like On Pot.
On the couch.
Am I right?
Maybe. But Todd's got one. He talks about like important stuff. You know, he
really
digs into it.
Would you stop turning the thing on? Fucking high school AV in this.
This is like calling my parents.
I know. We're like your gay parents.
We've been arguing all morning.
Anyway, so a lot of fun stuff happening over on Snowboard. There's an actual magazine.
Wait, paper.
I mean, Joe's got to be pretty stoked, Sexton, because like. the odds of getting a cover now are really slim.
I like the shirt Stan's wearing in this video, too.
It's a Snowboarder magazine shirt.
Yeah.
We cut the opportunity. But that's why mid-cover exists, too, now. We wanted to give more opportunity for covers.
Mid-cover is such a, in quotations.
What's mid-cover?
It's in the middle of the magazine.
Oh, that's not cover.
No, that's the middle of the magazine shot, full page.
Spread.
Spread. A spread.
Just because it's thicker paper.
Why don't you do pull-up poster?
It's like, dude, you got the cover. Well.
You know how much that would cost?
To do a pull-up poster?
Yeah, okay. In the 90s.
Back in my day, there was 7 pull-up posters, and that was before you even got to the table of contents.
I had 6 Todd Richards posters.
Someone who has gone through the archives of all the trans world issues that exist recently.
Yes.
You're all over those things, man.
Yeah,
it's
well.
Actually, like,
he's
astonishing.
Big.
I have a career.
I knew you were in the mix, but then I'm looking through these magazines and I'm like, okay, enough with the Todd Richards, we get it.
There was only 4 of us.
We got it. We got it that a long time ago.
So what's happening today at Snowboarder? What do you have Clavin doing? What's happening?
How much ping pong's happening?
Clavin is not even joking right now. For lunch, eating a cucumber that he's just pouring salt onto. That's what Clavin's up to.
So he's having water and salt. Like
snow
what?
News.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a more tangible Gatorade, like a physical Gatorade that he's eating.
Right.
And then we're just like pushing like crazy. The deadline for the magazine that we ship off is tomorrow. So it's like all hands on deck. Bridges and Mary Walsh are actually in Minnesota right now. They premiered Veer, Jesse Paul's movie project that we did with Snowboarder. It's part of the whole Cold Front tour, which is our little premiere tour where we show the movies. So Minneapolis was last night, showed Veer. iTunes today, and then I'm heading to Salt Lake. The Salt Lake premieres this weekend, so I'm going to be in Salt Lake on Saturday.
Very cool. Well, I'll call you guys next week. Maybe we can hook up for some goat yoga, or you know, anything else, any other SoCal.
A go-gurt.
Yeah, a go-gurt. Goat yoga. It is really. Well, thanks, Dan. We'll talk.
Thank you, guys.
We'll
talk
soon.
All
right, Bye now.
Do you want me to play a highlight from the from the video again?
I want you to stop.
Favorite snowboarders.
Stop.
We have a very special guest today. Hannah Beeman.
Oh, it's Hannah.
Yeah. You thought it was Hannah, didn't you?
No. Wow, Stan was really piling on the Todd Richards love there.
Stan's a friend. He's a friend of mine. I knew him before you.
Well, we're friends now. You just introduced us.
Debatable.
I was a huge fan of Stan. You were his friend, so I was just a fan. And
so that was snow news.
That was good snow news. Thank you, Stan.
There's some other snow news that's happening. Everyone is in Sauce Fay right now.
Excuse me? God bless you.
All the hot boarders are in
Sauce
Fay.
The hot boys.
There's a lot of clips showing up on Instagram from your favorites, like your Rennie Kangases and your Mark McMorrises and your Danny Davises and such, and Brock Crouches, and they're all over there in Europe right now getting some. Rennie Renee Kangas in Finland. There's a resort open in Finland already.
What?
Yeah. It's kind of a white strip of death, but it's open and there's rails. And, you know, pretty soon here in the U.S., I think we're going to have the first ski area open. Usually it's a battle between Killington and Vermont and Loveland Ski Area and Arapaho Basin in Colorado. So we will have news of who's going to open up first here soon. So that does it for Snow News, and that was brought to you by K2 Snowboards.
Yes, and a little shout-out to last week's guest, Tim Humphreys, who just posted a video of himself eating shit at the Wedge.
Sweet.
I love
it. On a boogie board?
On a surfboard.
Really?
Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah, Humphreys.
We'll post it. That was Snow News. Thanks, K2. We'll have news on the K2 giveaway very soon. Very soon. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. You can book an adventure. You can book a backyard adventure at a crazy backyard training facility.
Skate park?
Yeah.
Well, who's?
I'll give you a hint.
Chris Cole.
He's got a backyard with a mega ramp in it. Huge vert ramp. Mm. Elliot Sloan.
Bob Burnquist. Elliot Sloan.
He's my third choice. You can go to Elliot Sloan's house. He'll just let you in. You can eat his food in his fridge.
Go to Vista.
You just go
there for
the
day.
It's not just like you go there and you skate. He's skating with you.
Right.
And I'm not saying he's going to teach you how to do 540 and stuff, but
he'll do one near you.
Yeah, you can get pictures. You can do doubles, whatever. You book an adventure on Adventure.io. The world is your oyster.
You can just like slam Rockstar. Yeah. Like, have a Rockstar drinking.
Exactly.
Drink off.
Toy Machine has a new film coming
out. You know, I heard about that.
It's called Programming Injection. So it started in 1996 with Welcome to Hell. Jump Off a Building in 1998. Two of my favorites.
Do you like Welcome to Hell or Jump Off a Building better?
You can't ask me that.
I'm more of a Welcome to Hell because of Donnie Barley.
Donnie Barley, East Coast powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
God, that is such a hard question. I would say Welcome to Hell just because, look, I'm getting chills talking about it.
But
those two videos changed my world. Good and Evil is 2004. They're all cult classic. Brainwash 2010. Now the new one's called Programming Injection. I'd call Ed Templeton, but wouldn't answer.
Was Mike Fraser on Toy Machine?
I think so.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. I'm just, for some reason, I keep going. Go. I know he was on
Did
stereo.
You see the new Thrasher magazine?
No.
Okay. Felipe Nunez is a skateboarder.
Sure.
He has no legs below the knee.
Dude.
His video part that is up right now on ThrasherMagazine.com is so heavy.
Well, and let's just set the stage also because he did the loop over at THI.
That was his ender.
Okay, but listen.
Spoiler alert.
So Jimmy Wilkins got...
Oh, I heard about that.
Got friggin' Tom Brokaw.
He got Brian Schaefer.
Yeah, he made it. Jimmy made it. Like, there's footage of him making it, and he zings out kind of Wilson's on the exit and then went back to get it and got...
Oh, okay. I got...
Snapped.
I got BTS to your BTS.
What's that?
I skated with Thrasher Magazine's Mike Burnett, who has an interview in the brand new Encinitas magazine, the day after. And I said, dude, that cover of Felipe Nunez is insane. He goes, wait till you see the video part. And then we started talking about Jimmy Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
He did the loop a bunch of times, fully padded.
Yeah.
And said then he took his pads off to do it a couple times for photo. Did it twice, mellow, third time. But did you see the picture of him eating pizza?
Yeah, like where he's like laid up waiting for the doctor, the ambulance to come, and he's just having a slice.
Get well soon, Jimmy Wilkins. Now back to Felipe Nunez. So to introduce him as a Birdhouse team rider, you got Tony Hawk doing the intro, full video part. And there's no excuses.
I just think it's so rad that it's... Skateboarding is for everybody.
Well, you know what? When I was watching it, you almost forget that he has no legs.
Right.
Halfway through the video part, you're going, oh, this dude's just gnarly. And then at the end, you remember what he's actually doing. He pushes with his hands. Get the new Thrasher magazine. Todd, I've had reports of grown men. Matt Ramirez just texted me, and he said, I text Matt Ramirez, our buddy, a big, big fan of the show.
Is he moving back?
He's back. He moved back.
Okay.
All I said was Suchu part, ? He said, that's it. I quit. I quit skateboarding. Suchu won skateboarding. That's his review of Mark Suchu's Verso part. Have you seen this part?
It's
talk about elegance, precision, perfection on a skateboard. Mark Suchu.
I haven't seen this.
Skater of the year.
Hold on a second. I'm looking this
up. So far.
Continue on with your ranting.
Mark Suchu. Mark Suchu.
You said it.
I got some news from the homie, Blair Alley.
Yeah?
Transworld Skateboarding.
Yeah, what'd Blair say?
Blair said that there is a big premiere happening this Saturday at the International Weed Museum in L.A. It's the Weed Maps Hawaii Pipeline House Dream video, surfing, skating, moto, maybe snowboarding, some smoking.
Wait, the weed international, maps. There's a weed museum?
Yeah, in LA.
First of all,
yeah.
There's a weed museum.
Yes. Well, you've never been.
No.
Oh.
I'm still looking up the Verso part.
Have you ever tried weed? Have you ever tried the pot?
What is weed?
Weed is, it's marijuana.
Oh.
It's legal.
The kids have been talking about this.
Don't vape it. Just get that flower, man.
Yeah, how's that? How's that now with like, this weird whole vaping thing where like, yeah, okay, here we go. Mark Cicio, the first part.
You know what? This will actually give us a good. We had. Who are you talking to?
No one.
So since we're on the topic of weed.
Yep. We are now.
And we forgot to put this in surf news.
Pot.
Bodega Border Crew.
Yeah.
The Bodega Border Crew. This brings it back. Weed is the tie-in here. The Vans Joel Tudor Duct Tape Invitational went down in Rockaway Beach.
It did.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And we got a report.
Kind of fun waves, sort of.
Yeah, well, we got a report on it.
Well, let's air the report while I watch Sucio's part.
Okay, so Todd Richards is going to watch Sucio's part.
Sucio. Did I say Sucio?
To be honest, I had to text my friend to get the pronunciation. All right, Todd's going to watch part. Here's a report. Surf news coming back into the skate news due to weed.
Oh, my God.
I know. We'll be right back. Listen to this from the Bodega Border Crew. Vans Joe Tudor Duct Tape Invitational Rockaway Report.
What is up, everybody? This is Alex from the Bodega Border Crew podcast with a little recap of the Duct Tape Invitational that just went down in Rockaway, New York. It's amazing to see an event like this being put on by Vans and bringing it to a community like the Rockaways that has such a thriving surf community that a lot of people worldwide don't know about. You know, these people who surf, they're doing it for the love of it, you know. The water's cold, the waves aren't that great, but they really go at it. And to see Vans reward them with this event was amazing. Having all of the best longboarders in the world come down, having all the activations, you know, boots by local vendors, the Shaping Bay, Golden State Glassing, the test boards, all that really made this thing much more than a contest. And I think that's the thing that Vans excels with the Joel Tudor Invitational. It's not just about one day or 2 days. It's really about 4 or 5 days and drawing this thing out and exposing people to this culture and this community. You know, not only are they preserving the traditionally inspired longboard community, but they're also inspiring future generations by doing events like this. The conditions, luckily, just like the WSL event, it turned on. You know, the first day, I didn't think they were going to run it on the Thursday, and they did. The waves were macking. It was a lot of fun. David Arganda and a bunch of other people were ripping. I think the highlight of the day had to be, and the highlight wave of the contest for me had to be Chad Marshall's reverse takeoff wave with just 4 hours of sleep in classic Brothers Marshall fashion. This is the clip that's been playing over and over again, and it just, a clip like that really tells you what the event's about, you know, just having a good time. The conditions on finals day were smaller, you know, ran semis in the morning, waited, and then ran the finals in the afternoon. But it was so cool to see what some of the best longboarders in the world can do on a small wave. I think the locals were really, their minds were blown. And coming out of it were Kara Seal and Harrison Roach, who surfed the entire event amazing. I was really stoked for both of them to win and to see Harrison win this one. I think the last one he won was like, you know, years ago. But to see this event, the 21st one, 10 years after it originally started in Montauk, go down in New York City was amazing. The parties were out of control. You know, the first night over at the flower shop in the Lower East Side was really cool. The Rockaway Beach Club movie night with Karina's movie and her artwork and a bunch of other people and bands playing was amazing. And the last night where they had the Tan Madonna showing, which is Alex Noce's new movie, which you should check out, at Rockaway Brewing was really good. And they had one of the most amazing bands from around here, Surfboard, play. And if you don't know Surfboard, you should really go check them out. They're really a lot of fun. In general, this is what I want to see surf events be like. Not just a contest, not just a booth or two, but a full kind of almost week of activations and a week of the community coming together. You know, the thing that people don't realize is, for instance, with the Shaping Bay that Golden State Glassing puts on, a lot of the people who are shaping boards are Vans retailers that have been supporting the brand for years, and they get to shape their first surfboard. The other thing that is really cool are all the boards that were made by Alex, Andrew Allen, Karina, that you were able to just take out. I took out Alex's board and a couple other boards and had fun. You know, even though the waves weren't great, it was great that I could just like grab a board, not pay for it, surf for like an hour and a half, and then come out. But I got to give Vans a lot of props for this. I got to give the Rockaway Surf community a lot of props for coming together for this event and coming out and supporting it. Lastly, I want to thank the Turkey's Nest for hosting us between shuttle rides and all the other pizza joints. I don't know how many pizza places we visited with all the competitors, but it was a lot of fun. And if you see one popping up in your town, make sure to check it out. And if there isn't one in your town, contact Vans and tell them that you need one. Peace.
Okay, so that was our report from Bodega Border Crew.
Okay, that
you got to follow them at Bodega Border Crew on Instagram.
That kind of
hey, Joe Mama.
That kind of just fell into skate news, but I'm watching.
It fell into the skate first, news.
I'm a minute and 30 seconds into Suchu's part, and it's like you're right. Like he's so flicky, light.
Incredible.
Light flicky. And it reminded me of this other thing that, you know, have you been watching? There's that
British baking show?
No, there's a handrail in the Bronx that people have been doing, flipping in over. It's a down, flat, down, but the sides of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And people have been flipping over the rail, landing on the down bank, and then flipping, and then either.
It's like the Supreme rail.
Yeah.
Right.
And this shit that's been going down on that.
Literally it's down, been, get it?
Yes,
bad
it's,
joke.
It's been bonkers.
Do you think? Thanks again, Bodega Border Crew, by the way, for the Vans Joel Tudor Duct Tape Invitational report. There, always stoked to get them on. What is more, scene wise, mm-hmm. attitude wise, crew wise? What is more close to skateboarding, the Red Bull Airborne crew, or the Vans Joel Tudor Duct Tape Invitational crew?
I'd say the Vans Duct Tape.
Right?
Yeah.
They got such a rad group of weirdos.
Just because it's just dirtier.
Yeah.
I feel like
and they don't care.
No, I feel
they've
like,
been taking shit forever.
I feel like there are guys in that do the Airborne that are more skate like you know, you think about Chippa,
Noah Dean.
Like they're more like who I would, you know, those are the kind of like skate guy. Like I just liquid I
But there's still there is still stretching happening. There's no stretching happening.
Right, and everyone like there's a lot of crisp, clean.
Did you hear the best post heat interview ever? This is from the Joel Tudor Duct Tape Invitational. Again, loading.
No buns out. Sun's out. Buns out. How are you feeling today compared to yesterday?
Good. Yeah, feeling good.
Are you also hungover?
I'm super stoned.
Hey, buns out. Buns out.
This is the best.
How are you feeling today?
That's weed
to yesterday.
Good, yeah. Feeling good.
Are you also hungover?
I'm super stoned.
It's my favorite post-eat interview ever. I'm super stoned. And this all started because Weed Maps is premiering a video on Saturday at the Weed Museum in LA. I'm sure you can go to Weed Maps and not only find a place to get weed or CBD, but also you can go to their video.
Sure.
Mark Suchu, Todd's now 3 1/4 of the way. another one of my favorite videos ever was dropped by Nyjah.
Which one was this?
Nyjah and Justin Bieber have been hanging. And this actually probably makes some people hate Nyjah more. It makes me love him more. So the video is Bieber they're in the Nyjah training facility. Bieber does like a fakie flip, super shitty, but still does it. And props to Bieber. Dude's one of the biggest stars in the world.
He's the Biebs.
He does a fakie flip, gets Nyjah so sparked that Nyjah slams a hard seltzer, whatever he's drinking, pounds it, throws it on the ground, goes and does his crazy rail line in his tights and workout yoga clothes. And I don't know. I found it very endearing. Do you want to hear it?
No.
You don't. And I just want to, I mean, just the fact that Nyjah is like slamming energy drink or he's slamming hard seltzer with Justin Bieber skating. It's a to some kind of weird techno.
Wow. I mean, Nyjah's still really gnarly. And Bieber's
he's wearing
booty shorts.
Soccer shorts with stretch shorts underneath. He's ripping.
Mm.
Nyjah and the Biebs. Well, I mean, What better pairing? I back Nyjah and the Biebs. For real. Hmm. Also, Pat Burke is pro for Slave Skateboard. Slave just dropped a crazy video as well. Congrats, Pat Burke. And Love Letters to Skateboarding has a new Love Notes to Skateboarding, which is just a shortened version.
Is
about
it still
Copers.
With Grasso?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff Grasso's Love Notes to Skateboarding. So it's about 4 minutes. It's about Copers. It's pretty fascinating. Did you ever ride Copers? Describe what Copers are to people that might not know.
They are plastic things that go over your trucks. Tracker had like the ones that...
Oh, the best. Remember they had the white...
They were like locked in.
Yeah. But you could make them yourself out of PVC pipe.
Not really.
Kind of.
Like Indy... I remember Indy had Copers. I mean, everyone had used Copers at one point.
Yeah.
I think you had to use them when you skated the turf skate park in the Midwest.
It was mandatory.
You had to use Copers.
Interesting.
And then, the Z-Roller truck came along.
And then
I don't know.
The rest
is history. What's the point? Like, independent, quote unquote, built to grind, made Copers at one point.
Which is a direct
built to skid,
oxy
built to
moron of...
Built to
I loved Copers.
Did you watch Grasso's thing? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, is he just like, fuck Copers?
No. He's basically saying Copers changed everything. Because pre-Coper, you weren't really doing grinds. And he reckons the first proper like 50-50s and kind of those kinds of tricks that people were actually grinding were due to Copers. So he's saying thank you to Copers. And then all of a sudden, they just disappeared.
Well, I remember... like kind of the first whack. You remember the first waxing of shit?
Yeah.
This was probably like...
With candles.
Yeah, with candles. This is probably like 80...
Candlesticks.
87, 88. And I'm like...
Pool coping didn't used to be made for skateboarding.
No, and it used... But they didn't use... They didn't use wax. They used like a silicon
spray,
silicone are in the chips. Silicone is in the boobs.
Sycophant
spray.
There was something.
Okay, it was like grinding juice.
Grind juice. Okay, that makes sense.
But I do remember like it went from like things that weren't skatable, and then wax came in, and then things were skatable. And
yeah.
I remember after we figured out like we didn't have wax, you could use an old cup from Burger King. Because it had a wax.
Oh, the waxy outer edge.
And you would use that on
the
ledges or coping or... What a weird thing.
Did you ever go with the Coper-Lapper combo?
No, but I did have a lapper.
I had a lapper-Coper combo.
I think I actually had everything at one point.
You know you did.
Because Tony had it.
We went into the skate shop, and that's why skateboards at the time in the late 80s were like $700.
Yeah,
you had to have everything.
And they fucking weighed a lot.
Nose...
Like with
jawbone.
With all that plastic on there, like between...
So jawbone, double Copers,
rails,
lapper on the back, yeah. Rails, and tail block.
And then sometimes extended rails that went from the tail
the
block
mini rails.
Into your wheel well.
What about rip grip on the top of the board?
Rip
where
grip
your
on
thumb
the top
went.
And on the bottom because if you're going to do lean to tail... I use rip grip all the time for lean to tail. So that was like... my finger. I don't think I have fingerprints on one of my thumbs. Anyway.
Oh, skate news.
I digress.
That was skate news.
God, that was
a good podcast.
It's pretty fucking good. I mean, you're almost to San Luis Obispo right now. If you left Encinitas at the start of this podcast,
Mike leaves Encinitas in his car, driving approximately 60 miles per hour. He's headed towards Oregon. How many Monday Mass podcasts can he listen to?
Well,
one and a half because this one's 17 hours long.
All right, and then
nerd news. Nerd news brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Is that what you were gonna say?
Nope. Go ahead. I saw the Joker.
Oh shit!
I'm confused.
You're confused?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Did you like it? Do you recommend it?
I can't tell if it sucked or if it was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen.
I'm gonna see it.
It's hard to
quantify.
It's hard. Okay, it's dark, and it's legit that people say that like they hope people don't get shot, and this doesn't influence people to act a certain way. But hold on, just before you interrupt me,
I'm listening. Go ahead.
It's hard when you're watching it to realize that this ties into the Batman universe.
Oh,
and I'm.
Is it the 70s or something?
It's like it's pre-Batman.
Okay.
So there is, I mean, there, can I spoil
it? No, don't spoil it, because I really want to see it.
It's not like spoiling anything. But
well,
it's
you look, your face is telling me you're about to spoil them. Don't do it.
But we all know it ties in. We all know how this ties into
but
Batman.
But don't tell me the ending.
I won't. But we all know that this ties
He becomes
in.
Batman's foil.
Foe. But the thing is immediately when this is over, the first thing that came into my head was, so now we need to have a Batman movie that is fucking darker than The Dark Knight.
Oh, that's hard.
Like real dark. Because to match the character of the Joker that Joaquin Phoenix has created. And
is he now, where does he rank for you in terms of Jokers?
He's Heath Ledger's number one.
Heath Ledger's number one.
Heath Ledger is, I just think that he set the tone of Christian Bale's Batman.
You look shook right now. That movie
just
shook you.
It's just one of those things
you're
where
shook.
Where you watch a movie and it's very
and you leave the movie and you're like,
did that suck or was that brilliant?
I need to go watch an episode of Family Guy to like cut that. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So would recommend to a friend like
me? Yeah, you have to see it.
I'm gonna see it.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what I was gonna say is I read an article about it.
Did you?
And that the laughing at what's inappropriate times?
Yeah,
is an actual mental thing.
It's like yeah,
I forget what it was called.
Asshole laugh.
Damn, just bum out the
so
whole.
So anyway,
thing.
You watch the rest of The Boys.
Oh my god, that
how
show's so
fucking good.
Good
is
how
that?
Is it only 8 episodes?
I don't know, but
it's
the best,
god.
Right? It is the best.
I watched so much Great British Baking Show as well.
All right. No one cares about that.
Nobody. I bring that up at dinner parties and people are like, what?
Shut up. Shut up, Chris.
Shut your mouth. You shut up. You shut up about the Great British Baking Show.
I see on your little list here that you have that South Park has been banned in China.
Yes. My friend John Veter, shout out from up in Whistler. I asked him what the snow's like. He said, well, there's snow, but listen to this. South Park's banned in China. So I guess South Park did an episode about something about the protests happening. I don't want the Monday Mass to be banned in China because we have a lot of big fans in China. They love us there.
It's one of the biggest demographics we have, purely by population.
When we get together and we decided this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, it's definitely the best one in China.
I mean, there's only a few podcasts that are allowed in under state-controlled media, and we're lucky we're one of them.
They do edit out the
most
the
of
times
it.
When Todd talks about using number two, and the time that you remember you played joke and you went my coke, that got edited out. But I didn't see that South Park episode, but I did.
That will never
watch.
Not be funny.
The first three episodes of season 5 of Broad City. Have you seen this shit?
Nope.
It is so funny. I was LOLing on the plane. It reminded me a lot of my sister and my girlfriend Carolyn. When they get together, they do this. They act like this. And so this show, Broad City, could be just the antidote when you're all shook and bummed after watching Joker.
I don't want,
go watch Broad City and you feel better.
I don't want antidotes, Chris.
You
want
to be sad.
You're so emo. I'm not looking for a Band-Aid.
I'll give you a Band-Aid.
Do
we have any questions? What?
Not at all.
Do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. Hold on. Let me look. I had a question. Mad Mudders sent a question.
Oh.
Hold on.
Well.
I gotta get.
This is a good one from Adam Etzart.
Okay.
Who asks us a question every week, and we really appreciate it, Adam.
Go ahead.
Adam Etzart at Adam Etzart.
Sure.
This is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna answer first because I only know one. What are some of your favorite all-time snowboard graphics? And I'm gonna say, and you tell me who it is.
Mm.
The wooden sword, like the kids, the wooden kids
that's
sword.
Terry's graphic.
Was that, and that was a classic.
It's classic.
What board? Burton.
Burton.
It's a wooden like kids.
That was his
sword.
His first pro model.
That was just a graphic that I remember so clearly.
Yeah, it's just iconic.
Yeah.
No, it's very simple.
Okay.
What was my?
What was your favorite?
My favorite graphic.
Yeah. That's a lot of graphics.
I'll say that there's a couple, but I guess my favorite graphic is probably
the OG Sims, the big, the pink handwriting.
Oh, just the writing?
Yeah, because I mean, solid. that was so, I so desired that, to have that on the base of my board when I first was.
I fully agree with you.
Yeah. It's iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a graphic.
It's a logo
graphic
kind of.
Right. But then there was also this Burton custom back in like 93, 94 that had like turtles on it, and the base graphic was almost like you're looking up.
No,
it wasn't the turtle one. It was the one where it was like a sunset with two people on it, and it was a Burton custom, and I really liked that. That was a long time ago. I mean, all the graphics are kind of like blurring into one because I'm
Ride old. Used to have good graphics, right?
They used to have like more cartoony.
Yeah. What was your favorite personal board, Todd
My
Richards?
Dinosaur.
Yeah, the dinosaur.
The very first graphic that I did, I drew on a fucking napkin and we did.
Really?
Yeah, it turned out to be a graphic moral. It's the very first pro model I ever had in 94.
We're going to post a picture of that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right, and then...
I got a compliment for you.
Okay, for me?
My friend Dwayne Carter, who is a graphic artist. Okay. He is a brilliant graphic artist. He said, shit, Todd's Photoshop game is tight after your Napoleon.
I think he might be facetious.
No, he's being... I've got a lot of compliments from that.
On the Napoleon Blanc
On part. Your Photoshop work.
I wish I could make money doing it.
We're going to get sponsors for that.
Hey, I was just going to throw this out there. If you've hung on to this podcast to the nerd news part and you would like me to Photoshop your head onto something, just send, you know, at B Todd, just send me
like
a picture
bucks?
Of you. We'll work out the price 100. There. You know, you just tell me where you want to be. Send me a nice, well-lit photo of your face and I'll put you in any. I'll put you anywhere.
I'll fuck you up.
I'll fuck you up online.
Fuck you up. Good time.
All right. Anything else? This is a long. Do we even have?
We got a weekly Would You Rather.
Okay, go.
From Mud Motors.
All right,
California
buddy.
Mud Motors.
Go, buddy.
Longtime listener. Big fan.
Good.
Wait.
What?
Do you think Red Bull Airborne contestants will be chomping at the bit to have Cote follow them around for a 21-hour segment like Ian Crane got? If so, would Chris and Todd prefer to do.
Who?
I don't get that
who
first
would we,
part.
Who
the
would
weekly...
We want, who's the one who would want to do one on?
Who would you want to do a 21 Hours with?
Chippa.
Chippa Wilson?
No, Noah Dean.
Noah Dean. Okay.
Just to see what happens.
I'm going to go Matt Miola in the forest hunting.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Okay, that could be coming up. I know the guy that hosts those. Weekly Would You Rather. Would you rather follow around Nyjah or Medina for 48-hour off-season bender? Ooh.
Nyjah or Medina?
So let's say
like it's off season. We're,
let's say you're single,
right?
And you're in the crew, right?
Yep.
Are you going to hang with Nyjah or are you going to hang with Medina?
I feel like if I went with Nyjah, I might end up naked in somewhere weird.
Like, so you're going with Nyjah?
No, probably Medina.
Oh, you don't want to end
no,
up naked somewhere weird.
I don't want to.
Oh. I mean, both of them are. If we're talking, you know. Proverbial, provisional, sex. If we're gonna have sex,
with him.
No, like
oh,
is this? Are we talking party?
I don't know what we're talking
about. We should prize.
Let's just end this podcast. Hey, we'll be here again
next
week.
Any more questions?
No, we don't. This dude, we've been here long enough. I feel like the time change is come and gone.
Wait,
oh,
is it the time change?
By the way,
what? Did it change?
Steven Cinnamon and Burt Langston have been requested for a video appearance.
That is huge.
We'll get into that. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, whatever. Oh!
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. That
I forgot.
Ears.
Nerd news. Just to end this off.
Okay.
If you want a freaking sweet watch that sounds like it's a Star Wars on your wrist and a familiar voice is giving you the time in Stormtrooper language, pick up the new Nixon Star Wars Dork available at fine watch retailers near you. And
yes.
That's it for this week. Tune in next week when we'll hear Chris say.
Long one.
That's what she said.